Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, you may have seen, obviously, Patriotic Alliance announcing, was it yesterday, that they are going to be recalling, former Councillor Kunene. I don't know if we can still call him Councillor Kunene, but Kenny Kunene, who is the Deputy President of Patriotic Alliance. They had said that they are suspending him for a month. There will be an investigation into his presence a suspect's home when that particular suspect was arrested. So there's obviously a big background story here, but the Democratic Alliance in the city of Johannesburg, they are asking for him to be sacked completely. On the line with us is the DA Johannesburg caucus leader, Belinda Ekazonjoku, who is on the line with us. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening, Temelo, and good evening to the listeners.
Okay, so the announcement came through that the Patriotic Alliance have recalled Mr. Kunene from all his political duties for a month, they're saying. They will do their own investigations. Is that enough for you?
Pamela, we don't. Let me just start by saying public announcements can be made by any political party. We have yet to see whether any letters were sent to the Speaker of Council and whether the Patriotic Alliance has in fact recalled Mr. Kunene. We're not holding our breath because of the 1 month suspension. We believe whether he remains a councillor or not is actually irrelevant at this point in time. What we are asking is, he's a member of the executive, he's a member of the mayoral committee, and the members of the mayoral committee serve according to Section 60 of the Municipal Structures Act. They are appointed by the executive mayor, and he has the prerogative to appoint or remove members of the mayoral committee. Whether the party then decides to recall their councillor or not, that is up to their party internal processes. But the only person that can remove a member of the mayoral committee is the executive mayor. And we've been asking the executive mayor. We wrote a letter this afternoon because yesterday I could not complete all the issues we wanted to raise. We've actually sent that letter this evening to the executive mayor to request that he remove Councillor Kunene as a member of the mayoral committee for transport.
So two major things you're raising. You are saying that you actually haven't seen evidence of the Patriotic Alliance actually sending a letter to the speaker saying that, you know, we're recalling Mr. Kunene. That's number one. And number two, you're saying you still expect the executive mayor to act independently himself.
100%. Legally, there's no legal basis for any political party to remove a sitting member of the mayoral committee, because the appointment of the mayoral committee is solely the discretion of the executive mayor by law, based on Section 60 of the Municipal Structures Act. So remember, members of the mayoral committee are appointed from amongst councillors. So whether the party decides to retain him as a councillor and he's just removed as a member of the mayoral committee, that we don't know, whether the party will recall that person. But we are saying, as the Democratic Alliance, we have a serious concern with the circumstances around this and the ethical issues around it. And we're saying that the mayor who appointed Mr. Kunene, whether it, irrespective of coalition agreement, but legally he's got the right to appoint and recall, and we are asking him to remove Mr. Kunene as member of the mayoral committee for transport.
Have you now sent that letter?
Yes, we sent the letter this evening because we also wanted to raise issues and obviously, our concerns mainly is the fact that Mr. Kunene was found in the house of a murder suspect that is now very high profile, and it's now he's acknowledged it. And we are frankly not very convinced with the reasons he has given for his his presence at the murder suspect's house. And also, we are concerned about the integrity of the office of the executive mayor. Just the integrity of a member of the mayoral committee, who is basically the governing part, the governing executive of the day, being found in a murder suspect's home at the time of his arrest. So we raised those issues in the letter, but we also raised the issue of contracts, the BRT Riavaya contract. That we believe there is something to investigate. We also raised the issue of the Lillian Ngoyi site. I'm sure you would have also seen that myself and the provincial leader went there yesterday. We looked at what was done. We looked at what was spent. This is a second contractor, and frankly, we are not very satisfied that the answers we got through our questions has been answered, and we think that there's questions to be answered. And also, there's a Metropolitan Trading Company that is sitting in the Department of Transport, where whistleblowers have brought information to some of our councillors, not myself, but there is a need for further investigation into happenings in Mr. Kuneni's department. So all those issues that were raised are concerns, and also the influence that somebody who is found at a site like this, having this much influence in the city. So those are the issues that we've raised in that letter. Obviously, we have asked the mayor that his failure to act obviously will put not only the city into disrepute, but also will compromise the integrity of the office of the executive mayor.
Goodness. So your plan of action, is there a deadline as to when you would like a response, once you've sent the letter? You said you send it this evening?
Well, what we're going to do is we've sent it this evening, and we have reminded the executive mayor that of his prerogative and the legislation applicable that gives him the right to do what we are asking him to do. We've also reminded the executive mayor that the issues we are raising in the letter is serious, and we are simultaneously also requesting the Auditor General of South Africa and the National Treasury to investigate specific tenders that we are concerned about, and the fact that there is contractors that have changed, and none of these contractors were terminated prior to them. They couldn't complete the work. They were completed because of non-performance and other issues. New contractors were appointed, but funny enough, the contractors who did not complete their work, in our view, wasted ratepayers and taxpayers' money, was never reported to National Treasury to actually check why was the work not completed. And that is a serious concern for us, that contractors are just changed, and it raises a lot of questions as to why these contractors were changed. Is it just non-performance? Or is it other issues or dealings in the background that we are not aware of?
Goodness. Okay. So we'll obviously also have a look at that and see where that's going. I saw that they were responding yesterday saying, we're putting the cart before the horse and things are going to be fine. You're not convinced, as it sounds like. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. When were they supposed to complete the project?
The Lillian Ngoyi project supposed to have been completed in August, but we have also been told now it's going to be September. We don't believe it's going to change in September. It's going to be any different. Yesterday when we were there, there were no activity taking place. These are very concerning, because obviously the issues of crime within the inner city, and the longer site seems to not be moving, the longer people are not able to make money, the businesses are not able to do, commuters are stuck, roads are closed and things like that. So those are some of the issues. And precisely because of these kind of issues, we had a problem with Mr. Kunene being, according to the times he's given in his interview on ENCA, in the day, he's gone to this murder suspect house. And we have all these major issues, but on your time, residence time, he is, at a murder suspect's house when he should be concentrating and focusing on his core mandate, which he was elected to do, to service the residents of Johannesburg and provide updates as to why 80% of the bridges are in a poor condition, 23 of the bridges are closed, and the city commuters are literally having to take longer to get to work, and people are losing jobs because of the fact that this this project are not just not completed, and then he has time to go to a murder suspect's house, and then also have to explain himself on live TV, which we have serious issues with.
All right, the DA Johannesburg caucus leader Belinda Ekazonshoku. So they've already sent their letter. We'll see whether there will be a reaction from what they've asked the mayor to do. They essentially are asking the mayor to sack Kenny Kunene. So what's interesting for me is that technically what this means is that Kenny Kunene technically remains the MMC of transport in the city of Johannesburg, because officially, if I understand what Belinda is saying, there actually has been no official announcement by the city, and he is still a council member officially. And the Patriotic Alliance, we saw what Minister Gayton McKenzie was saying, but if nothing has been done officially, well, I think I was wrong then by saying former Councillor Kunene, because he probably is still Councillor Kunene, MMC of Roads and Transport in the city of Johannesburg. We'll wait and see.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.